You see, I learned this the hard way myself. How stress brought me down and how I fought back. I'm a weight loss and anti-aging expert, and I know my stuff. But a decade ago, I hit a low point. I'd helped thousands of people get fit and younger looking, but for once, I didn't know how to help myself. I was just entering my 40s, that time when so many of us, especially women, hit the wall between young and old. And that's exactly what I did. I hit that wall hard, like a semi-truck going 90 miles an hour. I was burned out, gaining weight, and getting a cortisol tire. My hair started thinning. I was moody all the time. I call it my fat, bitchy, and bald period. I remember seeing my reflection in the door of a freezer case at the store and not even recognizing myself because I looked so old. I thought, OMG, this cannot be happening. My health and my looks depended on my getting my groove back, and so did my career. Because nothing says failure like a weight loss and anti-aging expert who's starting to look like a wrinkled Teletubby. So I took stock. What was I doing wrong? I took a long, hard look at my lifestyle, and pretty quickly I identified the problem. At the time, I was raising two young boys while writing five books and working full-time at my clinic. I was spending all my remaining hours doing volunteer work, sharing my message on TV and radio, ferrying my kids to baseball games, and trying to keep up with the laundry. It was too much. And I was paying the price. While I was spending my days telling people how to get slim and fit, I was spending my evenings eating starchy comfort foods. While I was telling people to value themselves, I was neglecting my own needs. My life was spiraling out of control, and I knew that I needed a drastic change. So, I took control. First, by reducing my stress, and then by learning how to cope with it. And in just a minute, I'm going to tell you how to do the same thing. First, however, I want you to take a closer look at the toll that stress is taking on you. Not just in terms of your weight, but in terms of your life. Here's a quiz that can help you see how much stress is impacting your life. Is chronic stress ruling your life? Do you feel every day or almost every day as if you have to keep running at top speed to get everything done? Do you frequently wake up in the middle of the night stressing over work issues, family issues, or other problems? Do you frequently find yourself reaching for such foods as ice cream, pizza, potato chips, or macaroni and cheese when you're stressed? Do you often have trouble concentrating because you feel stressed? Do you often experience headaches, backaches, or digestive upsets? Do you have a hard time enjoying leisure activities because you're constantly thinking about things you need to be doing? Do you often snap at your family members because you feel overwhelmed? Do you drink more alcohol than you should? Do you feel older than you are? Are you both wired and tired all the time? If you said yes to many or most of these questions, then chronic stress has you firmly in its clutches. And it's time to fight back. Here's how to do it. Step 1. Strategize your yeses. If you're a good person at heart, I'm betting that you have a very hard time saying no when someone asks you to take on an obligation. And you know what I have to say about that? Get over it. This was the biggest secret I had to learn when I hit the wall. When I took a step back and looked at my life, I realized that I was exhausting myself doing things for other people and spending zero time doing things for myself. That's when I realized that I needed to start being strategic about my time. So I began asking myself these questions every time someone asked me to take on a new responsibility. If I say yes, what am I really agreeing to? How much work will it involve? Is it worth that much work? If I say yes, What effect will my decision have on my family, my own life, and my work? If I say yes, will I be violating any of my core values? For instance, my belief that I need to follow a healthy lifestyle. I'm not exaggerating when I say that this strategy didn't just take years off my face and pounds off my belly. It changed my life. It gave me time for the things I love, from doing ballet to puttering in the kitchen to hanging out with my sons. For the first time in ages, I could stop running and just be. And it's not just me who's benefited. People who've read Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet, where I first talked about strategizing your yeses, tell me over and over again that doing this has changed their lives too. I firmly believe that it will do the same thing for you. And by the way, while you're strategizing your yeses when it comes to obligations, start doing the same thing when it comes to relationships. I call this having an inner doorman. It's great to be friendly with everyone, but be friends only with a small inner circle of people who bring positive energy into your life. These are the people who will reduce your stress rather than increasing it. Step 2. Become stress resilient. You can minimize the stress in your life by strategizing your yeses, but you'll never get rid of that stress entirely. There's always something to worry about: your job, your family, your health, your never-ending bills. Also, life loves to hit you with sucker punches. One day it's a flat tire on the freeway. The next day it's a rumor about layoffs or the discovery that your daughter's dating a punk rocker with purple hair and a Satan tattoo. Unfortunately, you can't simply say, "No thanks, life. I'm returning this day to you. Please send me a better one." However, you can take steps to stress-proof yourself when life is crazy. Here are some of the most powerful ways to stay strong, centered, and calm when everything's going to hell in a handbasket. Do mindful meditation. I know lots of people think that meditation is just a Hollywood thing or something that aging hippies do. But in reality, people have used meditation for centuries. And now science is revealing just how effective it is at relieving stress. For instance, research shows that a simple 8-week meditation program can actually change the structure of your brain in ways that foster emotional control. In addition, the deep breathing you do while meditating triggers that powerful relaxation response I talked about in the previous chapter. And meditation isn't just effective. It's also simple, although it takes practice to do it easily. Here are the steps. Find a quiet place where no one will interrupt you. If all else fails, lock yourself in the bathroom. Get into a comfortable position in a chair or on the floor. Rest your hands lightly on your thighs. Close your eyes if you'd like. Notice how you feel. Are you tired, cool, warm? Are you experiencing any tension or pain in any part of your body? How does your clothing feel against your skin? Notice your surroundings. What do you hear or smell? Let your mind wander where it will. At first, it will probably be swirling with thoughts about work, money, or family issues. That's okay. Simply examine each thought without judging it, and then gently let it go. Focus on your breathing. Take deep breaths in as if you're filling your abdomen with air. Then slowly let each breath out. Focusing on your breathing helps you stay anchored as you meditate. When your mind wanders, let it, and then return your attention to your breathing. If it helps to relax you further, say a soothing word or sound as you breathe out. If you're new to meditation, be patient, because it takes a while to get the hang of it. The more you practice, the easier it'll become. Success story. Sandy Carpenter. Weight lost, 10 pounds. Belly inches lost, 2.75. Sandy, a sugar freak, wasn't at all sure she could go for 10 days without a candy fix. She told her neighbor Mary, who did the diet with her. You heard Mary's success story earlier. In about 5 days, you'd better come check on me and make sure I'm not in a coma from not having sugar. To her happy surprise, Sandy was able to do the whole 10 days without a single cheat, and with almost no cravings. And she's ecstatic about her 10-pound weight loss, which equates to a pound per day. Awesome, especially for someone at the age of 63. Happiness and belly fat. Elizabeth Lombardo, Ph.D., clinical psychologist, speaker, and coach. Best-selling author of A Happy You, Your Ultimate Prescription for Happiness, and Better Than Perfect, 7 Strategies to Crush Your Inner Critic and Create a Life You Love. Facebook at dr.elizabeth.lombardo. elizabethlombardo.com. People often think, I'll be happier when, as in, I'll be happier when I lose my belly fat. But did you know that the opposite is actually true? No, I don't mean you will be sadder when you lose the weight. I mean that being happier now can actually help you lose the belly fat. When you are feeling happy, you experience less stress. In fact, research shows that when people experience gratitude, a key component of happiness, the stress centers in their brain reduce their activity, so they feel less stressed. And stress can prevent you from losing belly fat. How? A few ways, really. First, biologically, stress adversely impacts your body. From interfering with your digestive system to causing fat to be laid down in the abdomen, stress works against all the hard work you are doing, applying Dr. Kellyanne's wisdom. Second, stress can impact our actions. Think of stress as being on a continuum from 0, no stress at all, to 10, the most stressed you've ever been. When we get to higher levels of stress, 7 to 10 or more, we tend to think in more negative ways and act in less healthy ways. I call it the red zone when you are at a 7 to 10 on the stress scale. And I coach my clients, don't let anything out of your mouth, say something you may later regret, or put anything into your mouth, eat what you may later regret, when you are in the red zone. Third, stress interferes with sleep. Maybe you can relate. Despite how exhausted you might be, when your head hits the pillow, your mind starts racing and keeping you up. Or maybe you can fall asleep. But in the middle of the night, that stressed mind starts chatting up a storm, and you can't turn it off. Well, not getting the sleep you need is associated with gaining more weight. So your fatigue may be contributing to your belly fat. Luckily, you do not have to be a victim of your stress. You can control your stress and be happy right now. Here are some of the strategies you can try today. 1. Write a thank you note. Gratitude is a great way to reduce stress and feel happier. You can do this by focusing on what and whom you appreciate, even keeping this list in a gratitude journal. Another way to feel more gratitude is by writing a thank you note. This note is not in reaction to a birthday gift you may have received, but rather to someone in your past who gave you an intangible gift. Perhaps it was a teacher who gave you a boost of confidence that you continue to carry around, or an old friend who was there for you when you really needed him or her. Just grab a pen and paper and start sharing what you appreciate about that person, what they taught you, how grateful you are for what they did. It doesn't have to be perfect, just heartfelt and sincere. Should you send it? That is up to you. You will feel happier just writing it. And imagine the joy you could bring to that person if they actually heard this gratitude from you. Bonus, acts of kindness also boost the happiness of the person doing those acts. So this could be a double happiness booster. 2. Give yourself a time out before you need it. The antidote for selfishness is not selflessness. You are not a better person if you only focus on the needs of others. You are stressed out, though. Taking time for yourself is not being self-centered. It is being smart. Take time for yourself each day to do something that brings you positive energy. Maybe it is a 10-minute walk in nature, 5 minutes of meditation, or even a few extra minutes in a warm shower. Or it could be something bigger, like splurging on a massage or going to see a funny movie. Taking time for yourself will not only help you be happier, but will also help you be a better you, parent, partner, caregiver, worker, etc. 3. Drop the perfectionism. Perfectionism is way more than just liking the junk drawer to be neat. It is an all-or-nothing mentality. Something is either perfect or it's a failure. Perfectionism can interfere with your happiness. I made a mistake. I'm such a failure. Your health. I had one cookie and messed up my diet. Might as well eat the rest of the plate. Your relationships. He didn't ask me how my day was. He doesn't care about me. And your work. I am afraid I won't get the promotion, so I'm not going to even try. Do you see the all or nothing, perfect or failure, perfect or forget it mindset here? The goal is to drop the stressful parts of perfectionism and be better than perfect. When you are a happier you, your belly will be happier too, and it will drop some of its fat. Give these strategies a try today. Success story. Linda Rafferty. Weight lost, 6.4 pounds. Belly inches lost, 4. One of the biggest surprises for Linda on the diet was that her chronic back and ankle pain disappeared. In addition to loving her slimmer waist, she's enjoying what she calls a generalized great feeling. Try yoga or tai chi. I'm betting that you're already familiar with yoga, which involves breathing control and physical poses designed to increase flexibility, reduce tension, and improve strength and balance. Tai Chi, an ancient form of exercise involving slow, ballet-like movements, has similar benefits. Both yoga and Tai Chi are forms of moving meditation, and science shows that they're powerful stress busters. For instance, one study followed emotionally distressed women, half of whom were asked to participate in twice-weekly yoga sessions. At the end of 3 months, depression scores improved by 50%, anxiety scores by 30%, and overall well-being scores by 65% in the yoga group. A meta-analysis studying the effects of Tai Chi reviewed data from 40 studies and concluded, Tai Chi appears to be associated with improvements in psychological well-being, including reduced stress, anxiety, depression, and mood disturbance, and increased self-esteem. As a plus, yoga and Tai Chi won't just de-stress you. In addition, either one will also give you a good exercise workout that will count toward that hour of movement I want you to work in every day. It's another one of those twofers that I love. If you're new to yoga, I recommend starting with hatha yoga, or a similar gentle version. Challenging forms such as Bikram or Ashtanga yoga may stress you out rather than relaxing you. Also, experiment with different classes and different teachers and see which is the best match for you. If you have back problems or other health conditions that could make any form of yoga difficult, Tai Chi is a great alternative. It requires less strength and balance and is easier on your joints and muscles. Evaluate your stressors. If your stress is maxing out the meter, have a heart-to-heart discussion with yourself about what's causing it, what you can do about it, and what you want to do about it. Make a list of your stressors and make a decision to accept the things you can't change and avoid, eliminate, or alleviate the others. For instance, if you have a family member you find stressful to be around, consider seeing that person less frequently. Get a massage, treat yourself to float therapy, or take an Epsom salt bath. There's nothing like a massage to blitz stress and leave you feeling all warm and fuzzy. Unless it's flotation therapy, which is also hugely popular these days. In float therapy, you lie in a light and soundproof cocoon filled with water, so loaded with Epsom salts that you actually float. The sensory deprivation, the magnesium you absorb, and the relaxation of floating, which eases aches and pains, can leave you feeling mellow for hours or even days afterward. Of course, massages and float therapy might not fit into your budget right now. If not, you can get the same relaxing benefits by taking an Epsom salt bath in the evening. Simply add 2 cups of Epsom salt to your bath water, along with some essential oils if you have them. Spend at least 30 minutes in the tub, so the magnesium in the Epsom salt can soothe and relax you. You'll dial that stress way down, and you'll sleep like a baby. Consider acupuncture. Acupuncture isn't just helpful for pain. It can also reduce stress. Acupuncture can cause your body temperature to go down, your organ system's heartbeat and respiration to slow down, and your muscle tension to dissipate. All of this can ease you into a very relaxed state. Journal. Are you a nighttime warrior? Do you have trouble falling asleep or wake up at 2 a.m. and start fretting over your problems? If so, take 5 or 10 minutes before bedtime each night to write about the things that are troubling you. In addition, take time to write about the good things in your life. This will help you put things in perspective. And often, it'll help you think of solutions to your problems. As a result, you'll doze off more quickly and spend less time tossing and turning. Also consider making a to-do list before bedtime. This will help keep your mind uncluttered after you turn in for the night. Get more sleep. I know it's tempting to skimp on the Z's in order to cross a few more stressful chores off your list, but when you deprive yourself of sleep, you're going to feel even more stressed out the next day. That's because a sleep deficit leads to brain fog, making that to-do list an even bigger mountain to climb. What's more, you'll be doing your belly a big favor if you get to bed on time. That's because sleep can make you slimmer by cutting your food cravings down to size. In one intriguing study, researchers asked volunteers to participate in 2 experiments. In the first, the participants spent 8.5 hours in bed each night for 4 days. In the second, they spent only 4.5 hours in bed each night for 4 days. Participants ate identical meals on both occasions. The researchers measured participants' levels of a chemical signal called 2-AG, which enhances the pleasure of eating. They predicted that sleep deprivation would activate 2-AG, making people hungrier. And it turned out they were right. When participants slept longer, their 2-AG levels stayed low in the morning, peaked after lunch, and dropped as the day went on. But when the participants slept less, their 2-AG levels rose to levels 33% higher than normal, peaking at 2 p.m. and staying high until about 9 p.m. The sleep-deprived participants reported being hungrier around the time their 2-AG levels peaked. In addition, they craved high-calorie snacks, even after a big meal. In short, cheating yourself on sleep can cost you dearly the next day. Not just by stressing you out, but also by messing with your hunger signals and making you crazy for the foods that go straight to your belly. Want still another reason to get more sleep? In separate research, scientists found that people who suffer from sleep deprivation less than 6 hours of sleep per night, are nearly 5 times more likely to progress from normal blood sugar levels to impaired fasting glucose compared to people who sleep for 6 to 8 hours per night. So getting good sleep won't just make you slimmer. It'll also reduce your risk for diabetes. Clearly, if you want to banish that belly fat for good, it's a smart idea to stop burning the candle at both ends. I know this isn't easy, but here are some tricks that can help you succeed. Set a bedtime for yourself and stick to it as closely as you can. Regular bedtimes aren't just for the kiddos. They're crucial for grown-ups, too. Turn off your phone and other devices, and tell your friends not to call you within half an hour of your bedtime. The blue light projected by your devices messes with your levels of melatonin, a hormone that helps control your sleep-wake cycles, making it harder for you to doze off and stay asleep. And here's still another reason to put that phone down. Research shows that evening exposure to the blue light from devices makes you hungry and promotes insulin resistance, so it's directly contributing to your belly fat. If you just can't tear yourself away from your devices after dark, look into purchasing some blue light blocking glasses. They're fairly inexpensive, and they can help you sleep after a night of texting or surfing. Create a bedtime ritual. Taking a bath, dimming the lights, playing the same soft music each night, and even rubbing a touch of lavender onto your bed's headboard can trigger your brain to be ready for sleep. A little yoga, meditation, or stretching can relax you as well. However, don't do strenuous exercise within 3 hours of bedtime. It will raise your body temperature and cause you to be more alert, making it hard to doze off. Keep your room dark and the temperature cool between 60 and 66 degrees. Invest in quality bedding and replace pillows yearly and your mattress every 7 years. Consider creating a time-free zone in your bedroom. If you need an alarm clock, place it out of sight. Limit how much you eat and drink before bedtime. If you want to drink, choose water or herbal tea rather than coffee or alcohol. As a general rule, aim for at least 7 hours of sleep per night. That will help you awaken rested and refreshed each day. And as the research shows, it may also take inches off your waistline. So if it's late at night and you're listening to this audiobook, do yourself a favor. Stop right now and go to bed. P.S. One of the best biomarkers of adequate sleep is the AM cortisol test. Cortisol is the get-up-and-go hormone. It should be nice and high when you wake up and gently go down as the day progresses. If your AM cortisol test is low, it can indicate a major sleep disturbance, such as obstructive sleep apnea. You can get your AM cortisol as well as other hormones tested at yourlabwork.com/dr-kellyanne. Have a giggle. It's not just a cliche. Laughter really is good medicine. It stimulates your heart and lungs, causes your body to release happy-making endorphins, and relaxes your muscles. So when you're stressed, take a 10-minute time out to listen to a comedy skit, read a funny book, or call a friend who makes you laugh. Make a gratitude list. It's easy to lose sight of the good things in your life when you're battling rush hour traffic, worrying about money, or calling the plumber after your toddler flushed his sister's princess doll down the toilet. Taking a quick break to write a gratitude list can lower your stress by helping you put things in perspective. This is a simple technique you can do anywhere. Simply list mentally or on paper 10 people or things for which you're grateful. These can be anything from your best friend to a fab new pair of shoes you just found on sale. Because it's hard to be stressed and grateful at the same time, this simple activity can help you chill out fast. All these strategies will help you get control over your stress, as long as you make them a habit. So make time for at least one de-stressor every single day. No matter how wild life gets, find a little time to meditate, do Tai Chi, write in your journal, watch a silly YouTube video, or make a gratitude list. Remember, you're doing it for your belly. The Confidence-Belly Fat Connection. Sharon Melnick, PhD. Best-selling author of Success Under Stress, Powerful Tools for Staying Calm, Confident, and Productive When the Pressure's On, and Confidence When It Counts, Rise Above Self-Criticism and Bias to Make Your Mark. SharonMelnick.com. What does confidence have to do with belly fat? Low self-confidence causes stress, stress raises cortisol, and cortisol sets up cravings that can accumulate belly fat. When you lack confidence, your brain will always make you do something to deal with that issue before it will let you take action on your longer-term health goals. People who successfully lose and keep weight off have been shown to have a meditative element in their lives. They are intentional, able to confidently act in the service of what they want. Here are 5 ways your confidence affects your belly fat, along with tips to show up for life confidently. 1. Confidence helps you be in your power, not react. In response to a difficult person, do you get hijacked by a wave of negative emotion? Do you either feel angry and disrespected? He's a jerk. Or take the provocation personally? I'm not good enough. If so, you may be tempted to satisfy these emotional states through food. For example, crunch on chips to relieve anger. Soothe yourself with ice cream. Tip: source your confidence from within, so you can care about other people, but not so much about what you think their actions are saying about you. Be impeccable with your 50%, what you bring, in any interaction. Recognize that the other person likely is being difficult because he or she is limited. Stop giving away your power. Accept the other person's level of evolution and work on your own. 2. Confidence creates energy states in your body. Scientists guesstimate that human beings have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Every thought has an energetic consequence. It either lights you up and brings you joy, or drags you down and creates stress. It doesn't take days or weeks to feel great in your body. You have 60,000 opportunities a day to build the energy state you want. Tip: ask yourself, who do I need to be in order to create the results I want? What are the qualities and attributes of the person I need to show up as? Come up with a phrase that describes that horizon point. For example, confident leader, calm appreciator. You may not be able to instantly create all the change and success you want, but you can instantly become the person you need to be to create them. 3. Confidence determines your focus. Doubt and judgment focus on your momentary concerns. How can I fade into the curtains in this situation? Or, I'm not good enough. Or, how can I get this person to treat me better? These concerns are your small game. Instead, play your big game. Tip: your small game consists of the ways in which you try to control others to get love. Instead, be love. What's the contribution you want to make while you are in this life? Whom do you want to help, and what is the legacy you want to leave? Instead of hiding, go to the party. Talk about things you are passionate about, and bring a big smile that lights up the room. It's the fastest way to be beautiful, and you will magnetize people around you. 4. Confidence makes you constructive and compassionate. Confidence is about the way you make a relationship with yourself. Low self-confidence makes you lose touch with yourself. You either beat yourself up with regret about the past, or live in fear of what will happen. Self-compassion brings you back to the present moment. Tip: if you do something that you didn't want to do, be a detective. Use self-compassion as a bridge from the negativity rabbit hole to seeing what happened as something you can understand and thus do differently next time. What was going on that led me to do that? How can I see this as only one moment of my whole life of goodness? 5. Know your confidence type. Confidence is not one size fits all. Find out your type and source your confidence in a way that's right for your type. If you seek approval, find an activity that will help you feel filled up from within. For instance, meditation, gardening, or reading, instead of relying on the validation of others. If you hold back, shift your question from, "Who am I to speak up or go for a bigger life?" to, "What value can I bring to others?" If you are a perfectionist, work hard, but practice 5 minutes of deep breathing each day. It will calm your brain enough that you can gain perspective on the reality of how good you really are, what you really want, as opposed to what you feel obliged to do, and what's most important to you, such as making space to be present with the people you really love. Success story. Fran Tattarelli. Weight lost 7 pounds after losing 40 plus pounds on the original bone broth diet. Belly inches lost, 1. Fran says, "I love that you can do a short-term plan like this and see results." She'd already lost more than 40 pounds on my original bone broth diet, but she'd plateaued. And this diet empowered her to quickly take off some of those last stubborn pounds. She adds that before the bone broth diet and the 10-day belly slim down, no other weight loss program has worked for me. Fran, who's a savvy budgeter, found the bones for her broth at a farmer's market. She also bought an instant pot to make her broth, reusing the bones so she could get double the amount of broth from each batch of bones. After the 10 days, Fran says her belly felt flatter. She adds, "My belly felt healthier and cleaner. I didn't have heartburn. I didn't have any discomfort in my belly. I didn't have constipation." In addition, she slept better during her diet, and she says, "I think my skin looks a little brighter." She was also delighted to discover that she had plenty of energy during the diet to keep up with her yoga and walking. A quick word about diet saboteurs. There's still another way you can reduce your stress during this diet, and that's by minimizing the damage done by people I call diet saboteurs. We all know these people. They're our friends, our partners, our co-workers, and even our moms. And for some reason, they're out to thwart us every time we diet. Over 2 decades, I've seen far too many diets derailed by people like these. I don't want you to let these people stand in your way, not even your mom. This diet is hard work, and to succeed, you need to stay strong. You also need your peeps to be on your side, not secretly wishing for you to fail. Each time they try to sabotage you, it increases your stress and makes it harder for you to reach your goal. So, how can you keep saboteurs from getting in your way? Your best defense is to recognize sabotage when it's happening. Here are the forms it's likely to take and how to deal with each one. The guilt trip. "What do you mean you can't come to Sunday dinner? I guess our family traditions aren't important to you anymore." One great response to this is to guilt the person right back. So in a firm but pleasant tone of voice, say something along the lines of, "They'll always be important, Mom, but for the next 10 days, it's even more important for me to get rid of this unhealthy fat that's putting me at higher risk for diabetes and cancer. Don't you think?" The just one bite line, "Come on, you've earned it." When you hear this line, just smile and say, "When my 10 days are up, Then I will have earned it. Check back with me then. The outright sabotage. I know you're dieting, but I couldn't resist bringing you chocolates because I know you love them. When someone pulls this stunt, think about the real message behind the act. There's a good chance that the person is actually thinking, possibly subconsciously, if you lose that belly fat, you're going to look really hot, and that could change our relationship. As a result, he or she may feel threatened. And what's the easiest way to address that threat? By tempting you to cheat. Now, this doesn't make the diet saboteur a bad person. Nearly anyone can feel a little threatened when a friend or partner makes a lifestyle change. Admit it. Wouldn't you feel a bit insecure if your best friend suddenly got hotter, sexier, and a dress size smaller? Don't lie to me. You know you would. So don't get mad. Simply stand your ground politely, hand back the treats, and say, "I really appreciate the thought, but I'll need to pass right now." The why change line. Just learn to love your body as it is. There's a big nugget of truth in this one. Because you should respect your body rather than believing that you need to look like a model or movie star to be attractive. However, that doesn't mean that you should accept having a big belly that puts you at risk for diabetes, heart disease, or even cancer. My favorite reply to the why change line is, "I'm happy being me, but I want to be the best me I can be." Who can argue with that? Finally, keep diet saboteurs at bay by surrounding yourself with that inner circle of true friends I talked about earlier. Spend as much time as you can with peeps who'll cheer you on and be delighted for you when you show off your new, sexy body, even if they are a little jealous. Rather than stressing you out and making you feel like quitting, people like this will inspire you to stay the course. By the way, if you're not sure how to talk with friends and family about your diet, try out my dinner party pitch. Here's how it goes. "I love being healthy, feeling really energized, and losing my belly fat. Eating real, unprocessed foods does this for me." The concept is simple, really. It's just eating foods that my body metabolizes and digests best, so I can function better. Eating real, clean foods is helping me trim my waist, it's making my skin look better, and it's giving me tons of energy. This diet is easier than you think, and the food tastes fantastic. For me, it's a no-brainer. I love the food, I love the way I look, and I love the way I feel. You know what happens when I say this? Almost invariably, 4 or 5 people start asking me questions. And then they decide to go on the diet, too. How meditation helps you blast belly fat. Emily Fletcher, founder Ziva Meditation. Meditation is becoming all the rage. Even if you aren't doing it yet, you probably know that it can improve the health of your brain. But you may not have heard that meditation can actually help you lose weight and reduce belly fat. The number one misconception about meditation. Before we dive into the science of why meditation can slim your belly, let's cover the number one most common misconception about meditation. When I tell people I am a meditation teacher, one of the first things out of their mouths is, "I would love to meditate. I have tried, but I can't stop my mind from thinking. My brain is just too crazy." I'm not sure who keeps telling everyone that to meditate you have to clear your mind, but I wish I could find this person and teach him or her to meditate. If you have ever felt frustrated during meditation because you couldn't stop thinking about your taxes, your ex, or what snack you will make as soon as you finish this meditation thing, listen up. The mind thinks involuntarily, just like the heart beats involuntarily. That's right. Your mind is doing its thing automatically, just like your liver, your nails, and your heart. You can't give your heart a command to stop beating. Similarly, you can't give your brain a command to be silent. Yet this is the criterion by which most people judge themselves when it comes to meditation. The great news is that you are not a meditation failure. even if you were making very elaborate to-do lists during your last failed meditation attempt. The meditation weight connection. Once you find a meditation tool that works for you and develop a daily habit of meditation, your body starts to let go of a lifetime of accumulated stress. This also helps it to let go of a lifetime of accumulated weight. When the body is stressed, whether the stress is emotional, physical, or due to past trauma, the brain and body flood with adrenaline and cortisol. These chemicals are acidic in nature and can cause an increase in inflammation. Additionally, cortisol is the chemical of survival. It tells the body to do everything it can to stay alive, which includes storing fat for the winter or an emergency. Meditation is the most powerful stress-relieving tool we have. So it stands to reason that if you have a daily meditation practice, you will have less cortisol and adrenaline in your body, which can reduce inflammation and actually cue the body to release the emergency fat it was holding on to. This is big, because emotional obesity affects as many as 80% of people with extra weight. Meditation can help decrease binge eating and emotional eating, leading to weight loss. It does this by giving you access to your bliss and fulfillment in the only place they exist, inside of you. Once your body starts to realize that it has access to this internal fulfillment on a repeatable and self-sufficient basis, it stops looking for happiness externally. The old story of, if I just have one more glass of wine or one last bite of ice cream, then I will be happy, starts to fade away. Meditation also helps the body release stored stress that can trigger this behavior. While meditation is a deeply restful practice that helps get rid of the adrenaline and cortisol that can lead to fat storage, and specifically belly fat, mindfulness, which is more of a waking state practice, closes the feedback loop between the brain and the body. Any sensation your body gives you is trying to communicate something. If you don't listen, the sensations will get louder and louder. This can happen with cravings, physical pain, or emotions. Mindfulness gives you a way to check in with your body. It encourages you to listen for the subtle cues when the body whispers, which keeps it from having to yell. Meditation and mindfulness in action. Researchers at the University of California at San Francisco have studied whether meditation and eating mindfully can reduce belly fat, even without reducing total body weight. The researchers also wanted to determine if these techniques could reduce emotional eating. The researchers found that emotional eating decreased in people who meditated and ate mindfully. Overall, participants in the study reported less anxiety, less desire to eat as a reaction to emotions, and more awareness of body sensations. Loss of belly fat also occurred, even without a change in body weight. My experience. Meditation has transformed my personal relationship with food from a reward/punishment system into a healthy love affair. I now see food as a way to fuel and nourish my body and creativity. I no longer punish myself for or with it. Meditation has allowed me to eat more intuitively because I am no longer addicted to food. I am not reaching to food as a way to fill myself up emotionally, which allows me to trust my instincts about what my body is asking for and when. Where can you start? Meditation is like any other skill. It takes a bit of training and ideally a technique that is designed for you. If you are ready to incorporate mindfulness and meditation into your daily health habits, check out our online training at zivameditation.com or find a teacher in your hometown who resonates with you. Chapter 11. Flush out fat with my 10-day belly slim down detox. Okay, Don't hate me for this. I know I just told you to lower your stress levels, and now I'm going to drop a big fat stress bomb on you. But keep listening, and I promise to de-stress you shortly. The bad news is that it's a dirty world out there, and every day you're bombarded with thousands of nasty chemicals in your food, your water, your air, your household cleansers, and even your makeup. These chemicals can make you sick and fat, and there's no way to avoid all of them. In fact, you're probably loaded with them right now. One study tested 9 people, none of them working with chemicals on the job, and found 167 chemicals, pollutants, and pesticides in their blood and urine. The toxins in your body do very bad stuff. They cause inflammation, they slow your metabolism, and they pack on tons of that ugly, dangerous belly fat. Here's a quick sampling of the research showing how toxins can make your belly bigger. A long-term epidemiological study found a significant link between exposure to endocrine-disrupting chemicals, such as bisphenol A, BPA, and both obesity and type 2 diabetes. Using data from the 1999 through 2002 U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, researchers found a strong correlation between insulin resistance, one of the biggest causes of belly fat, and serum concentrations of persistent organic pollutants, especially for organochlorine compounds. Researchers at Duke University recently exposed rats to high levels of air pollutants. After 19 days, exposed male rats were 18% heavier than control rats breathing clean air, while female rats were 10% heavier. And BPA, organochlorine pesticides, and air pollutants are just some of the toxins identified as obesogenic. That is, they make you fat. There are many others, including, to name a few, cigarette smoke, flame retardants, organotins, tin-based chemicals used in industry and agriculture, and perfluorooctanoic acid used in nonstick cookware. Worse yet, research into obesogens is in its infancy. Researchers only began studying this issue a little more than a decade ago. So there undoubtedly are many, many more common toxins contributing to our epidemic of obesity. I'm not going to lie to you. This is scary stuff. However, I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to empower you. And the good news is that you're not just going to sit back and take it. You're going to fight back against these toxins. In this chapter, you'll find out how to clean your body inside and out as it's never been cleaned before. As a result, you're going to be healthier, more energized, and slimmer. My 3-part 10-day belly slim down detox. There are 3 steps to my 10-day belly slim down detox. When you do my diet, you'll already be putting the first 2 steps into motion. Here they are. You'll load your body with foods that scrub it clean internally, revving up your detoxification machinery and transforming your cellular matrix, the fluid that your cells swim in, from sludgy to sparkling. You'll turn your skin into a strong barrier against toxins by eating cell-strengthening fats, loads of collagen, and foods rich in skin-healing nutrients. For instance, lauric acid, hyaluronic acid, and vitamin C. Now, let's talk about the 3rd phase of my plan. Making your personal world cleaner and safer, one easy swap at a time. My simple trick, the swap-a-week plan. I know it's easy to freak out when you think about all the places that toxins are hiding. They're in your lipstick, your face creams, your shampoos, your disinfectant wipes, weed killers, detergents, fabric softeners, and hair dye, your plastic food storage containers, and plastic water bottles. They're even in your soap. Think too hard about all this, and you may want to hide in bed all day. Of course, you may even be afraid to stay there, because who knows what chemicals are lurking in the laundry detergent and fabric softener you used when you washed your sheets. But don't panic, because I have good news. You don't need to aim for a toxin-free body, which is an impossible goal. Instead, you can aim for a doable goal, reducing your overall body burden of toxins week by week. Right now, your body may be overwhelmed with its heavy load of toxic trash. But with each toxic chemical you remove, it'll get easier for your body's own detoxification systems to keep your insides clean and sparkly. So, here's what I want you to do. I call it my Swap a Week plan. It's practical, it's as inexpensive as going clean can be, and it'll slash your body burden of toxins. Here's how it works. If you're like me, you run out of something each week, whether it's blush, dishwashing liquid, hair conditioner, or sunscreen. So at the end of each week, simply pick one unclean product that you ran out of and swap it out for a green one. From that point on, continue to buy the non-toxic brand. Follow this simple plan and your body burden of toxins will drop every single week. Within months, that can add up to hundreds of chemicals that won't be winding up in your body. And within a year, it may add up to thousands. How's that for awesome? I know that non-toxic products are more expensive than the dirty brands, and you don't have money to burn. So when you make your swaps, look for ways to cut your costs. For instance, shop the sales. If you're willing to be flexible and try a variety of brands, you're likely to find some deep discounts. Use long-lasting bar soaps or dilute liquid soaps with water so you can get more mileage from them. Swap out store-bought for homemade. For instance, use coconut oil or olive oil as a skin cream. Try old-fashioned household cleaners, vinegar, salt, and baking soda. And nuke those weeds with gardening vinegar, which is stronger than regular vinegar. Or eliminate them the old-fashioned way. Pull them by hand. Check out Pinterest for more great do-it-yourself ideas for cosmetics, cleansers, and yard care products. Save a ton by buying products in bulk or using Amazon's Subscribe and Save feature. Swap a week list. Here's a handy checklist you can use to track your progress in detoxifying your world. The more of these you check off, the healthier you'll be, and the easier it'll be to keep that belly fat off forever. This list is also included in your PDF. Makeup, blush, eyeliner, eyeshadow, foundation, lip balm, lipstick, mascara, nail polish remover. Hair, dental, and skincare products. Bath bombs, body butter, body wash, deodorant, face masks, face powder, hair conditioner, hair dye, hair mousse, hair spray, hair gel, moisturizers, mouthwash, perfume, shampoo, skin lotion, soap, suntan lotion, tanning oil, toothpaste, wrinkle cream. Cleaners. Air fresheners, bathroom cleaners, carpet shampoo, cleaning wipes, dishwasher pods or liquid, fabric softener, floor care products, furniture polish, glass cleaner, laundry detergent, oven cleaner, toilet bowl cleaner. Home and yard items, bug killers, insect repellents, weed killers. Visceral fat and environmental toxins. Ann Shippey, MD, functional medicine physician. Founder, Toxicity Matters Foundation. Author of Shippey Paleo Essentials and Mold Toxicity Workbook. Assess your environment and create a recovery plan. When I see patients in my office who are concerned about gaining belly fat and not being able to lose it, I let them know that this problem usually isn't just due to an imbalance of calories in and calories out. One of the most common causes of resistant belly fat is environmental toxin overload. As a physician practicing functional medicine, I get to run tests that most physicians don't even know about. Some of the tests I run when I suspect that toxicity is contributing to a patient's health problems are genetic tests, examining the detoxification pathways, how our bodies get rid of things, tests measuring levels of toxins, and tests measuring levels of nutrients that run our physiology. Our bodies are intelligent systems that are usually great at defending against natural threats and infections, but they often struggle with the removal